Last week, the University of South Florida concluded that Jim Leavitt would lose his coaching contract for grabbing Miller by the throat and hitting him twice on the head in the locker room during halftime of a football game. Leavitt says he didn't do it and is fighting to get his job back. Miller's attorney Barry Cohen says that if Leavitt doesn't apologize, a legal battle could ensue.
He maintains that position, which I hope he doesn't. We will proceed with all due course, I can assure you.
Before Skip Holt signed on as the new Bulls coach, Cohen speculated on whether Leavitt could be reinstated.
That's the university's decision. It may be too far. It may be too far. But he's got a hell of a lot better chance, as far as I'm concerned, being reinstated than going over there and saying, I made a mistake. Let's pick it up. Let me take some anger therapy. Let me deal with that. And let's get back together and hug and get out there and play football and keep this family thing going. He's got a lot better chance of, as far as I'm concerned, getting reinstated than he does threatening them with a lawsuit over a case that is not very strong as far as I'm concerned.
Miller's father supported the coach's position at first, but then decided to support his son when he found out that Leavitt had cleaned out the player's locker. Leavitt was like a mentor to Miller, and Cohen rebuked the coach's refusal to admit his actions.
He would have never been fired, I don't think. God bless you, university, if he had done the right thing, I don't think he would have ever been fired. I think that's why the president gave him one more chance. But I don't know whether it's some visceral, insatiable need, his inability to step up to the plate and say, I'm sorry, you know? I use this case to teach my little 8-year-old boy how to learn to say I'm sorry when you're wrong, so you don't grow up and not able to say I'm sorry when you're wrong.
When asked if Miller would play for an apologetic Leavitt, Cohen said that perhaps the coach and player could make amends.
That's what it's all about, people. You know, you got people dying in Haiti and about more important things going on in the country. Let's give each other a hug and go play ball.
But now that Holtz will be announced as the new coach tomorrow, Leavitt isn't likely to coach Miller anytime soon unless he gets his job back. If Leavitt doesn't apologize, Cohen and Miller's legal team may sue the former coach on principle. Leavitt was the original coach for the USF Bulls since 1995. For WMNF News, this is Joshua Holton, reporting from downtown Tampa.